You are listening to Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas. There's a great restaurant on East Grand Boulevard, and it's owned by Jared and Abby Gadbaugh. Jared is also the chef, and he's taking a bit of time away from his work today to talk to us on Opportunity Detroit. Jared, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it.
We're happy to be here.
So, Jared, talk to us about this restaurant. I've been once, and I absolutely loved it. I loved the atmosphere, and I thought the food was fantastic.
Well, I think we need to get you back here if it's only been once.
We're right down the street.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, so I grew up here in Michigan and had the opportunity to move to New York to learn how to cook and spent about 15 years in the city and had a lot of great experiences, worked at a lot of great restaurants, had an opportunity to kind of travel the world and open up restaurants in Istanbul and Hong Kong and eventually had two children and realized that it was time to come home. And so we, my wife and two kids, moved back in 2018 to go about opening up Oak and Reel.
What's behind the name? Tell us about the name.
Oak and Reel, it took us a bit of time to kind of suss this out, but we have a wood-burning hearth in the dining room that use it for a lot of our preparations here, and then we burn oak wood primarily in that hearth. So the oak comes from that, and then the neighborhood that we're in is a historic district. It's the Jam Handy district, and for those that don't know, it was a big movie production area in the early 1900s where the auto industry and other industries, you know, would produce short films and such. And even Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the original one was produced here in this district. So the reel comes from both a nod to the history of movie reels being filmed here, but also the fact that we are a primarily seafood focused restaurant, so a little nod to the fishing reel as well.
How did you pick that neighborhood? What a great story!
Having been in New York for 15 years, I was kind of tired of looking at tall skyscrapers and being surrounded by concrete, and I really wanted the feel of a neighborhood. I wanted to look out and see trees and grass and people. And you know, as I came back, we started looking. You know, I had a number of investors, and they all said, oh, no, you have to be downtown or midtown or maybe Corktown. And nothing really spoke to me. And so I just kind of kept looking. And eventually I had a size of a restaurant that I wanted. And I found this building out here in the Milwaukee Junction, North End area. And, you know, I said, hey, I think that it's got a good proximity to the Fisher Theater, the hospital. It's kind of smack between 75 and the Lodge. So, you know, people can easily get to it from the suburbs if they're coming from the northern suburbs. You know, it's right off of 94. So it just seemed like a great location, and it's got a great big parking lot here for all of our guests to park in for free. That's secure, and it just made sense at the time.
And you've got this incredible development coming with Michigan State and Henry Ford. So, wow, what a great location is right.
Yeah, we're excited for the future of this area. We hope that it just kind of continues to grow, and we can do our part to help encourage that growth.
We are talking to Jared Gadbaugh. He is the owner and chef of Oak and Reel. And Jared, let's talk now a little bit about your cooking style. You know, what is your style and what should people know about you as the chef?
I think I'm a bit of a traditionalist. You know, I went to culinary school. I went to the French Culinary Institute. My instructors were people like Jacques Pepin and Jacques Therese and Alain Sayac and some of these these kind of godfathers or grandfathers at this point in time of French cuisine. So I really learned the fundamentals of French cooking, stock and sauce making, and from some masters of this style. And I took that knowledge and worked in New York City for about 15 years, where I worked for a number of great places. I worked for, at 11 Madison Park, which was once the number one in the world. I opened a restaurant called Maria that was, where we earned James Beard Awards and Michelin stars. And it was just one of those magical opportunities that a lot of people don't get a chance to be a part of, that it really kind of set my trajectory, in French cuisine. You can expect we honor the Italian mindset of the ingredient speaks for itself. If there's a protein or a vegetable as the center of the plate, you're going to taste that. You're going to recognize it. It's present. And the things that we do to it are intended to kind of accentuate the protein, not the focal point, not overpower it or blend it. There's not a lot of superfluous garnishes of microgreens and things like that. I mean, we really just want to have a very pure and simple concept, but done in a way that is, that honors the tradition of making proper sauces and stocks. And, we butcher all of our fish in house. So, our staff gets a chance to see and experience and learn these skills that oftentimes, you don't get a chance to learn because people are always finding ways to be more efficient and effective and cut labor. And if you can buy a portion of fish versus the whole fish, I think a lot of people opt for that approach, as opposed to kind of doing the work, making the bread in house, making the cheeses in house, make everything that we can possibly make. The pasta is made in house. Everything is made in house, so that we can kind of continue to train our next generation of chefs, and they're able to continue to feed us in a meaningful way that nourishes us and excites future generations of chefs to continue the endeavor.
What are some of your favorite dishes on the menu, or dishes that people say, oh my gosh, I go there every time and I get this?
I think pasta in general is universally loved, and it doesn't matter what nationality you are, where you come from. Almost everybody has pasta in there. In their culture, has some version of it, and pasta is something that we take very seriously here. We make all of our pastas in house. I had the good fortune to work for a chef named Michael White, who, in my opinion, is one of the great pasta masters of our country. He studied in Italy, is married to an Italian woman, and his everything I learned while working for him for 11 years kind of set me on this path of continuing this great tradition and making sure that the pasta that we put forth here is as good, if hopefully better than any pasta really you've ever had. So I think pasta first and foremost, but our service is also something we really hang our hat on. We really have some great people here at the restaurant that take their career, their profession very seriously. It's not just a job for them; it's a career for them.
Sure.
And they've devoted their lives to it, and they provide that quality of service that you would expect from a big city market, around us like Chicago or New York or L.A. And they do it right here in Detroit.
You also have a heart for charity. You launched something called the Culinary Collective. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. When we came back, I wanted to be able to do more. I worked for a big restaurant group that made a lot of money, probably lost a lot of money as well. So it always felt like they were that it was hard to take care of your staff because growth was always such a priority. And when I when we set about to open this restaurant, we said, hey, we don't want a bunch of restaurants. We want to have one that's really good and can do some good for the people that work with us, that work alongside us, and it can also do some good for the community around us. And so that combined with the desire to mentor and to bring chefs in from my past or from around the country that, you know, have had different levels of success and traditional successes in Michelin and things like that, or more commercial successes with, you know, the network and other stuff. So kind of combining those two and bringing in, you know, talented people from around the country that want to come to Detroit and celebrate this, you know, this kind of renaissance that we're having. We started this culinary collective in which, you know, each year we've kind of selected a participant or a benefactor. Last year we raised about $10,000 for Forgotten Harvest to feed, you know, people food insecure here in Detroit. And this year we've partnered with Downtown Boxing Gym, which is a great kind of community-based yes. organization here in Detroit that does some amazing things for the kids, you know, that are a part of that program. So, you know, through this, through ticket sales, we're able to donate, you know, we'll hopefully raise about $10,000 for Downtown Boxing Gym. And it allows our staff to get involved with these chefs. We bring in culinary students to also, you know, experience the event and gain contact so that maybe someday when they want to do what I did and, you know, go and learn a skill or a trade somewhere in a different market, they'll have contacts that they can, you know, maybe feel comfortable about and to reach out and say, hey, you know, I met you at Oak and Reel back in, you know, 2023. You maybe have a position for me if I move to St. Louis or New York or sure. Chicago. So that was kind of the catalyst for starting this program. And it's just a fun thing where we get to kind of bring people in and show people our great city. And, you know, we took the chef from California. You know, we took him to a concert at the Masonic Temple and brought him to dinner. So, you know, you could kind of see and experience the city, and we could kind of give back to them to put some money into some of our coworkers and colleagues' pockets in different restaurants and facilities around the city.
It's a great idea. Before I let you go, you have to tell us about the Upright. That is your lower level cocktail lounge that's opened on the weekend, right?
Yeah, we have a beautiful little speakeasy in the lower level of Oak and Reel. And we're open Fridays and Saturdays from 6 until midnight. And we just kind of started a new program in which we're kind of doing almost like a music-centered experience in which, you know, we kind of curate a cocktail list around a certain genre of music and you know, do this for you know, maybe a quarter, 2 or 3 months. And so we started with disco this month to kind of get the electronic music festival kicked off. And disco kind of has some of its, you know, some of EDM has, you know, roots in disco. And so, you know, the team we have down there, Jamie and Rebecca, did a great job of curating a cocktail list to go with this. And you know, we had a DJ come in and kick the thing off, and we'll continue to bring in live music. And so it's just an opportunity to kind of do something different, you know, and have another facility here that we can use for our guests. You know, you can have a lot of different experiences, and we have two great private dining rooms that seat up to 40 people. You know, we have this cocktail lounge that can be rented out. I mean, we really just have a lot of options for whatever your dining needs may be here at Oak and Reel.
Jared Gadbaugh, owner and chef of Oak and Reel, thanks so much for your time today. It sounds like you are doing a great job there on East Grand Boulevard, and we can't wait to come back and check it out again.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, we've got a great story. It's about the Pope Francis Center's work making a difference in the lives of the homeless. We'll be right back after these messages.